Sorry, we haven't visited Kennedy Town for some time, so I think today's briefing is very timely. And we're going to be looking at preliminary land use proposals. We've got Plan D with us, Planning Department. We've got Ginger Kiang and Mr. Ng. And from Transport Department, we've got Jimmy Chan. Anybody need to declare interest? Anybody live in Kennedy Town? All right, noted. Don't worry, no problem. Ginger, are you going to brief us?
Well, let me give a short introduction to show Paul that I'm doing something. we are going to present to the commission that the prelim proposal for the western part of Kennedy Town. And years before, actually, when we presented the draft Kennedy Town and the Mount Davis outline zoning plan amendments to the commission, we did float out some initial ideas, and the commission members had given us some feedbacks. So after taking into account all these feedbacks, and including the public's comments and the feedbacks and, from the DC, we tried very hard and did make a lot of effort to try to relocate the incompatible harbourfront uses, and then the completed technical assessment, and now we come up with a prelim proposal, and we come here to seek the views of the members, and so that we could consolidate all the comments, and then hopefully we can get a plan and then go back to the town plan board. So may I now introduce to you my colleagues to present the PowerPoint to you on the land use proposal.
Okay, so this is a pre-gazetting review. Can I call it a pre-gazetting review?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Actually, we have highlighted in the paper, and the Porsche will present in the PowerPoint the previous view of the commission.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving us this chance to present to you the preliminary land use proposal for the western part of Kennedy Town. The boundary of the review area is shown on the red line on this diagram. It covers a number of existing uses from the western part of it. It includes the Kennedy Town Temporary Recreation Ground and the saltwater pumping stations, the China Merchant Wharf Pier and its go down, and the Victoria Public Mortuary, and also the Double I Ellsworth area. And in the more inland park, it covers the ex-Mount Davis Cottage area, the ex-police Mary Children Mary Officers Quarters, and also the bus terminus and Sailing Street, and the Cattleton Street Temporary Ground Garden. When we conduct the land use review, we discover there's a number of development opportunities in this area. First of all, it provides a good opportunities for harbourfront enhancement and relocations of incompatible uses at the harbourfronts. The main incompatible use mainly involve the saltwater pumping stations and also the Victoria Public Mortuary. And besides that, the Western Island Line with the future Kennedy Town Station will be commissioned in around 2014, and the station is about only 300 meters from the review area. And we also take this opportunity to investigate the traffic improvement measures to alleviate the traffic problems on the existing local road network. We have adopted a number of key planning principles involve promote vibrancy and diversity by allowing variety of uses for enhancing the vitality of the harbourfront. And we also would like to provide a continuous waterfront promenade and open space linkage to the harbourfront area. And in the course of devising the building height for the proposals, we would like to encourage diversity in the building masses and varying building heights to promote visual interest. And we also provide wind corridors and maintain permeability to the harbourfront. And we would also like to provide some incentives to encourage the redevelopment or relocation of existing incompatible uses and increase the provisions of open space, community facilities, and preserve some structures with historical interest at suitable locations. And as Ginger has said, that we have previously briefed to the task force on the development ideas in April 2011. Members views broadly in related to the waterfront promenade, the marine related facilities, piers, traffic impacts, public open space and Victoria public mortuary, and all the views have been taken into account. And in the following visuals, I will try to show the land use proposal. This is the land use proposals that we preliminary put forward to seat members view. I would like to divide it into several groups so because we can focus our discussion or intention. On the park, on waterfront promenade and open space, we have replenished the open space in the area and managed to relocate the Catalan Street temporary gardens to the waterfront so as to provide a continuous waterfront area for public enjoyment. And in the course of planning the waterfront area, we would also like to introduce some commercial, leisure and recreation uses so that to enhance the vibrancy of the waterfront. And the arch and foundation stones of Tong Wah Small Post Hospital, which is currently located adjacent to the public bus terminus, is proposed to be relocated to the waterfront promenade. And we will also increase the open space provisions. And to enhance the connectivity to the waterfront from the northern part of the Victoria Road, we also propose to make to develop a public footbridge which will approximately at these locations to link up the future population there to a piece of open space that we propose here to the waterfront. And we have also proposed to relocate the Victoria Public Mortuary to a site at Victoria Road, which includes an existing MTRC's magazine site to meet the latest standard for public mortuary. And talking about the traffic aspects of the relocation site for the mortuary, the Transport Department has advised that the mortuary is a low traffic generator with minimal traffic impact. This is some visuals showing the public mortuary. It will be a six-story structure with two stories above the Victoria Road and four stories below the Victoria Road. This four-story three will be above-ground structures and one will be the basement. And we will also make use of the tunnels in the magazine site. And these are the two photo montage taken at the road levels of Victoria Road and from the seaward side. And talking about the saltwater pumping stations, we would propose to relocate it to the east of the island's west refuge transfer station. It will be a one-story structure, which is, we have discussed with the water supplies departments to reduce it from a traditional two-story structures. And landscape treatment would be adopted to help blend it with the surrounding promenade. And for the residential components of the proposal, there are mainly four sites which we propose for housing development. The largest one is in the Ex-Mountain Davis Cottage area and the Ex-Carwayman Road, the police quarters site, which we propose to provide more than 2,000 units. And another three sites, which is these three, one, two, three, we will provide about 1,000 private housing flats. The site here, which I named, the number is 3A, it is proposed for comprehensive residential development with bus terminus and refuge transport station on the ground floor. And these two sites, which is site number 7 and 8, is proposed are proposed for residential developments. And there are some community facilities we propose to cope with the increased populations and to address the district, the needs. The site 3B here is proposed for a primary school, and there are also light school vehicle parking space and social welfare facilities proposed at the public housing site at site 9. We have conducted air ventilation assessment, which demonstrated that the land use proposal is acceptable, and there are no adverse air ventilation impact on its surroundings. We also proposed four non-building areas and building gaps to facilitate air and visual corridors. And for the two larger sites, that is site 3A for the comprehensive development and site 9 for public housing development, further EVA is recommended for these two sites at the detailed design stage. And for the traffic impact assessment, we have solicited the expert advice of transport departments. They have carried out a traffic impact assessment, and they have looked into the traffic improvement measures to cope with the land use proposals. And they have proposed to widen this section of the Victoria Road from the Island West Refuge Transfer Stations to the junctions between Cattleton Street and Victoria Road, to widen it, and also to construct a new access road to direct the central bound traffic from Victoria Road to Cattleton Street. And in order to smoothen the traffic flow from incoming from the central directions, they propose to delete one pedestrian crossing at the junction of Belcher Street and Sand Street. And they have also proposed to reposition the two existing bus terminals at Site 3A and Singside Road to the Site 3A. And in this aspect, the existing bus terminus at Singside Road would be developed as open space as planned on the outline zoning plan. This is all my presentation, and welcome views from the members. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members, a lot to absorb. What I suggest we do is we'll take it in the sequence that Planning Department has presented. Could you put up the slide, Waterfront Promenade and Open Space, and we'll work through in your same order as you presented. I think that would be sensible. Next one. Thank you. That one. All right. Okay. Right, members, I mean, this is one that obviously has the most impact in terms of our remit. Could you just help us a little in terms of the yellow areas, the pier? You talk about commercial, leisure and tourism-related uses. Is that as specific as you are proposing to be at this stage? And also with the other two areas, you talk about commercial, leisure and recreational uses. Any thought on heights, plot ratios? What are you proposing particularly on this finger pier? What do you have in mind?
Chairman, actually, when we think about this prelim proposal, we start from the land uses, because from planning angle, that we put in the waterfront park here, and we can't just put in the park uses. We need to have some supporting commercial uses for making the waterfront more vibrant.
Sure.
But now, actually, the two areas we provide the scope, the possible uses for the future, and for the two piers, we expect that there will be some kind of small scale kiosks or some dining facilities for fresco dining. But for the big pier, now the China Merchant Wharf, actually, because they are the private use, they are under the private land, so currently they are occupied by industrial building. So we try to provide some kind of land use guidelines. Hopefully they will, when they redevelop the site, they will follow the planning intention and then develop the area accordingly. So up till now, we don't have a very solid proposal for the private land, but we intend that hopefully they will do some sort of hotel use or some sort of marine-related development on site.
Thank you. Members' comments on this particular slide?
Mr. Chairman, could we ask the Central Western District Council Vice Chairman to let us know what the District Council thinks before we make any further comments?
Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. And Plan D have presented this project to the District Council, and all of the members object the proposal because, first, we think that 3,000 units of flats in this district is quite large number of,
okay,
because it may increase more than 10,000 people in this district. So we think that the traffic is a big problem. The second thing is in the past Plan D said that they have in this district still own the resident 8.3 hectare for the open space. But in this project, they don't have this kind of open space for the resident, just only the harbor fund. So we also, the height of the buildings and the traffic is the most concern. So I will do the public consultation to consult the resident, and because they are still in the consultation period,
sure.
So we don't have the conclusion in this moment. But most of us is object this proposal.
But in terms, just bringing us back to waterfront, in terms of what they're thinking on the waterfront, does the district council have a view? Okay, fine. Please.
I have one, as I need to go in a minute. I have one big concern is they now take away the temporary football pitch and the basketball pitch, which at the end of the design, they just put a green. And those two sport facilities has quite demanding for the U in the Kennedy Town area. So I strongly object that they take away. I will assume that few years ago I talked with LCAD, we are actually planning to make that playground to be permanent. And also that waterfront is out for a lot of local residents to take fishing at that waterfront. So I think the maintain that part as a sort of sport facility about just the green is more quite important. So it's just a green, I don't think it suit the local need. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments? Paul, please.
Chairman, I agree that from a harbour planning point of view, one of the biggest problems with this proposal is the density increase, and then the results is that these roads become segregators. And when we started harbour planning in 2003 and 2004, the biggest problems we identified is segregation of the hinterland and the waterfront by large-scale roads. And that's exactly what we are creating here. Victoria Road is quite a pleasant road. It's easy to walk along today. Now we're going to widen it. I don't see in this plan any particular consideration for the pedestrians other than a footbridge, which basically is a consideration for the traffic, not for the pedestrians. It's to get pedestrians away from the traffic and to free flow the traffic, so rather than to enable pedestrians. So I would have those concerned immediately from a harbour planning point of view. There's some things that I think are interesting. We have retained those piers at side of 1A and 1B, and to make that an interesting area, I think it's not a bad idea to think about OU and think about bars and restaurants and think about food and beverage, or think something that you can do more than, that it's an interesting configuration of space, and I think if we can do something nice with it, it could be become a real community facility. At least people don't have to go all the way to Lan Kwai Fong or Soho to go for a drink. There could be interesting. I know that... we have a lot of bars and restaurants and opening up in Kennedy Town, but I think that there is an opportunity to do something nice. Definitely would look for how the marine infrastructure can be used in a good way. I know that when John Allen came in with a super yacht, he had to park here. Cruise ships sometimes have to park here. You know, if you can, it's an asset, this pier, and it's very hard to build these kind of facilities anywhere in the harbour under the Protection of Harbour Ordinance. So your first priority to get economic value out of the shape of the land that is existing is to really make very good use of the marine infrastructure here to make it generate some jobs, but also make it nice for people to enjoy them. But I would rethink, how that area is going to work. And if we're going to say there's got to be a promenade, we've got to be very careful that in the future nobody says, well, you can't have these marine activities because there's cross traffic. So, if you stipulate promenade and then later on say they can't have cross traffic, then I cannot have any more marine activities. So, and we've seen that in Kwun Tong now, where we say we can't put any marine activities because we have cross traffic along the LCSD promenade. So, we have to resolve that. And if Plan D parks it up here, given the current commentary that we get from LCSD, it would mean we can't do anything. We cannot have any marine activities if we have a promenade there, because that's the current position of LCSD. So either we change LCSD or... I don't know why we need a primary school when we're closing down schools everywhere else, so I'm a bit concerned about that. My big issue is if we put all the development, how are people going to get to the NTR station, which is... do they have to go down to Victoria Road, walk along Victoria Road, go back up to the station? It seems to be
You know, there was an original plan for an MTR station all the way down here, and it was then stopped, and now we're putting development, but then we don't have the station. It seems to me that one of your most important things is if you put any density there, you're going to make sure you have an ability to move people without having to resort to buses and minibuses, which then require road space, which then kill the access to the waterfront. So, to me, I would think that this needs to be rethought, and we should send this back to planning department to refine dramatically from the enhancement point of view.
Okay, who's next? Peter, thank you.
Yes, I just have 3 points. The first, marine uses. Yes, I mean, I think there are enormous potential here, really, and I think we need to give very detailed consideration as to what these actually would be. I mean, they would be how it works, the actual totality of the whole thing. I mean, it's just the vast potential. I'm really quite surprised at this size. We know there's a shortage of housing sites, but I'm very surprised that public housing has been allocated in the location of the cottage area. It's a really prime site. A plot ratio of 6 is enormously high, high just in terms of population density, but sort of physical density and height as well. And then, of course, there's the ultimate requirement after that to build more public facilities for such a large number of residents, hence presumably the primary school site. I'm also a little bit worried that bus stations are being moved, and there is this proposal for the ground floor for a bus terminus on site 3A in conjunction with residential development, which I assume is private residential development. I mean, again, these ground floor bus termini, they are really not terribly nice sort of facilities at ground level. I mean, we've got to put them somewhere, obviously. If we can put them in conjunction with a development site, so much the better. But I think they need to be very, very well integrated, so that we're not just taking away the whole ground floor pedestrian and shopping environment. Yeah.
Thank you, Madam.
I have a quick point to make on one of the points on this slide regarding the moving the stone of the hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess the hospital was there before. If possible, it's a very small structure. I liked it to be where it was.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Any other comments, members? Members? Pandey, I think this is as much observations as they are questions. I mean, if there are points you want to respond to here and now, then by all means do. But I think you're here in collection mode, if I may put it that way. You're here to collect views and thoughts. So unless there's anything particularly you want to pick up by way of response, I would suggest we work through the slides and then maybe you could respond at the end. Whatever you prefer.
Actually, I can respond in briefly.
Sure.
And I understand the members raised concern on the development intensity, open space, the public transport terminus, the compatibility with the residential development above. And but I think we need to respond that Hong Kong is as you all of you know, the Hong Kong Island is actually a developed area. We don't have much land resources, and nowadays we have growing needs for all sorts of land uses, say housing, open spaces, transport, traffic, everything. So we really try to make a balanced approach among all the competing land uses and come up with this sort of proposal. And so we propose the open space, even though the local space we may not be compensated for all in once. But we already tried to increase the local space from the 1.5 hectares up to 3 point something. So we double the open space provision. So we tried our best to satisfy the community need in this aspect. And for the housing, because of the need for housing land and then the public rental housing to meet the community need, we tried to put in some public rental facilities here. And actually, the development intensity is only 6 as compared with the normally for the Hong Kong Islands that permissible under the BPR Act 910, this is already, well, not really that high the development intensity. What I mean is this is actually a compromise to try to balance all the competing land uses within a constrained area. And the second point is responding to the green area, the open space. Well, this is only the zoning. The indication is that the open space uses. Actually, how it will be put in use, it will be subject to detailed design plan by LCSD. So it could be the spot ground, or it could be the passive open space uses, it could be the dog park or whatever. So that will be subject to detailed design. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Notwithstanding that, you know, you're trying hard, I think the suggestion is that you may have to try a bit harder, but anyway. let's see if members have any other comments. Please, KY.
Thanks, on the former cottage area turning into public rental housing, I think it's probably a sensible use of that site, because I knew that site some 40-odd years ago. I walked through that every day to school. This is actually on a slope, and you don't even have space to build roads going uphill. So residential C for low rise, residential development is definitely out of question. Even RB, I mean, you build private housings, how can you actually have private housings without roads running into it so that people can have car parks and things like that? So public housing is probably the only way. And since it's on a hillside, on a slope, it doesn't really, at least it doesn't block, even with public housing at Park Racial 6, it doesn't block the view or obstruct air circulation. So I think it's actually a fairly suitable use or ingenious use of that particular site out of the very limited land supply. Thanks.
Okay. Harbour planning, please. Shuki, please.
I think we should not be really worried about the density. I think we need sustainable density to keep the waterfront vibrant. And obviously, we, as the district planning officers mentioned, we are not following the typical density along the Hong Kong waterfront, sort of elsewhere. I think that could be the kind of... it's a difficult choice. I mean, whether five, six, or seven is a kind of acceptable. But I think we need certain density to be close to the waterfront. Thank you.
Okay. Why don't we move through the slides just very quickly? We can come back if members want. I mean, relocation of the incompatible use, the VPM, I think we'd all support that relocation, wouldn't we? Please.
Chair, we have suggested VPM to relocate to the Queen Mary Hospital, because Queen Mary Hospital will be rebuilt in the future. Then we suggest VPM to move in the hospital to work. Convenience for the doctor to do their things, and also, you know, this is not a good thing. Relocate to the Victoria Road, it's next to the port. Yeah, so maybe some resident will object this proposal. So we suggest to move to the hospital.
I think Queen Mary is a long way away in terms of redevelopment. I'm involved. Decades away, I think. Paul, please.
I don't think it's decades. The luck of the hospital authority was just at the district council, and they're trying to steam ahead as hard as they can now. So okay. I hope that it's... every time I come by the Victoria Public Mortuary, I'm like, this small standalone facility, does that make sense? Would it be, you know, how much activity is there that we end and can it be integrated with a hospital? I think it's a good question to ask. And then if we can get a positive answer, then we could use this interesting site on the waterfront for something else.
Okay, so relocation, but maybe where is still for debate. Okay. Anybody else want to talk about mortuaries? Please.
Thank you, Chair. I noticed that the in the section that's for the relocation area, I think it's shown on the left is a maximum view towards the sea, which shows that this site actually has a magnificent sea view, right? And I think to use this for a public mortuary would be a waste then.
Okay. All right. All right. Interesting observation.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next slide then, if we can. Moving the SWPS adjacent to the transfer station. Makes for sense, I think. Probably it's got to be somewhere on the water. Any comments on that one, members? Yeah. Please, again, District Council view. No problem.
We don't know what is the use of the water refuse transfer station. We don't know what is the pump house use for. Is it only for flush? But in this moment, we don't have the pump house in this area. It's just.
Do you know the technical answer? If not, you can come back with it.
Yes, actually, I think the saltwater pumping station is to serve the areas to supply salt waters for the use of that. So it has to be located above the front.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next slide is residential land use. I think we had some comments on about density already, about appropriateness. Any other members want to comment on residential? Not really for us, quite frankly, but please.
Well, just a minor observation. Is it possible not to have that additional, what is called proposed new access road to the north of that controversial bus stop depot site? And then just end that road somewhere so that the new site can have direct access to the green area as far as possible. Mm-hmm. You can turn back the bus and go back out through Victoria Road, if widen one more lane if necessary, and widen Cadogan Street instead of going all the way around the back.
Yeah.
So you cut off the residential and the what a pity, yeah? Cut off the residential and the green areas. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
Okay. I would also like just to say that I think the notion that the public housing area wouldn't generate a lot of traffic is simply not on. I think it would incorporate a lot of traffic. There is private parking. It would be served by buses, to light buses and so on and so forth. So,
okay.
You know, I think it's nonsense to say it wouldn't generate a lot of traffic.
Okay. Next slide. Community facilities. Primary school was the need for the primary school was questioned, presumably linked to the new population. Is the primary school linked to the new population?
Well, actually, we liaised with the SEB, so they actually looking for different sites in different areas for local school, and this is one of the plan the school will not necessarily cope with the new population.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Just, I mean, the thing about the PTI. If you put the PTI, if you put your density further west, and then you put it, why would the PTI not be then on the primary school side? I mean, it's, and then provide a direct link to the housing estate. So, you know, it's just probably just so far, just a bit further away. Now, people don't want the bus all the way and the minibus all the way downstairs to stop. They will not walk that last little bit. I mean, to me, there is some inconsistency here that I'm not sure.
Okay. Air ventilation assessment. Oh, sorry, Shuki, sorry.
So I just want to know the size of the primary school. I mean, it looks very quite sizable as compared to that to other land parcels.
This is a standard requirements, about 6,200 meters square.
Okay. All right. Air ventilation, next one. This is just showing that they've done their homework. Whether there are enough gaps, I suppose, is a good question. Please, yeah.
Yeah, some resident concerned the private residential building, two blocks in the right hand side, mm-hmm. will block the mm-hmm. air ventilation, because you know that there are some buildings at the back of that side, so they concern. On the other hand, you know that in this proposal, PD proposed to build some private residential near the primary school, next to the primary school, site 7, mm-hmm. and the left hand side.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll build 100 meter height buildings. So they think that it will, the Victoria Road will not have the enough air ventilations. So they object this proposal because they think that it will make the decrease. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like there's more work to be done on air ventilation. Yeah. Next slide. Traffic impact. Well, I think we've all expressed concern about traffic impact implications.
Chairman, this may I point out that traffic impact shows the vehicles and it doesn't show the pedestrians. The pedestrians lose a pedestrian crossing.
Mm-hmm.
They force them to a footbridge. We have a wider road. But I don't see any pedestrian plan here other than that there's a footbridge that it forces us over a road rather than crossing the road. So, you know, our number one priority is, you know, 90% of the people in Hong Kong walk every day. But we show vehicular impact, but we don't show pedestrian impact. To me, this is from a planning point of view. I think it's a disgrace that still today planning department and the transport department don't show us how the life of pedestrians is going to be made wonderful. You know, you're coming and trying to convince us when it's harbourfront issues and you don't show that. You know, I think it's a disgrace that we still kind of only show vehicles and we don't show the pedestrians in our presentations as a starting point.
All right. Any other thoughts? All right. Ginger, I think obviously you picked up the major concerns and the major observations. I mean, for me, wearing a harbour hat, if you like, I mean, I think if you look at the first slide, this segregation of the waterfront, you know, the separation by this road complex that you're now proposing, so that, you know, it is going to be very difficult to get to the waterfront. And taking Paul's point in terms of pedestrian connectivity, one access point is you know, one designated access point, it clearly is not enough. So I think that needs thinking about very carefully. The large finger pier, as I call it, L-shaped finger pier, clearly serious thought as to how the use of that can be optimised in the future. As Paul said, you know, to have something like this on the waterfront and not maximise the use would be a shame. The food and beverage ideas you have are interesting, but I think need to be worked up in a lot more detail. And the overall traffic implications, I think, of what you're proposing in terms of the area as a whole, I think needs some thought. So is that enough for you to take away at this stage?
More than enough. But actually, before close off, I want to make some short responses to some...
I think someone here has just got one more point they want to make. KY, sorry.
On the traffic, it's not a traffic impact issue, but the tram system, actually, decades or almost a century, have the western point along Cuddington Street, right? Now with some of the area developing towards west, a residential mm-hmm. building on the west, and then you also have a new access road, which hopefully can be wide enough to accept the tramway. Is there any consideration of whether to move the tramway one or two blocks, if not too far west, so that it serves that vicinity much better?
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting thought. Yeah. Right, Ginger, your turn.
Thank you, Chair. I want to make a few response to immediate response first about the Motri. We actually talked to the Director of Health, and they are now working on the QM redevelopment plan. They told us that within the plan, they have no more space to accommodate the Motri. So we need to locate this one to other places. And why that is to the Victoria Road. And actually, originally, we want to make use of the magazine sites. So this is a cave site. So that will help to put some Motri facilities underground, away from the public. But because of that Motri, after years of deficiency in facility provision, they now, when they relocate, they try to make it up, make it a more standard provision. So they need more than that cave in size. So they need the adjoining area to in one go. So that's why we provide that site.
And Ginger, given the ingenuity of Hong Kong engineers, surely we can now come up with a novel solution and have the whole thing in a cavern? Surely.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Sorry. Given the innovative, given the ingenuity of our engineering profession, surely we can come up with a solution where the whole of the mortuary is in a cavern today?
Yeah, actually, they have explored this option. That's why, as I say, I spent a very hard effort to...
Sure.
They try to look at it because... but the problem is because that mortuary site is actually under the road section. That make the expansion a little bit difficult in the first place. The second place is because they have a lot of the autopsy and they deal with the dead bodies. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of virus and they have to have very stringent hygienic condition. So put everything underground will not be possible unless they will have a very extensive exhaust system. That means they have to build a vent shaft up the slope and quite unacceptable and not cost effective. And thirdly, because of the fire exit, and then they also take care of the people's feeling, because the relatives of the deceased, when they go and to take the body out, they really need some nice place. So they suggest they don't put everything underground. So that's the reason for this mortuary development. And on the relocation of the PTI and the AVA, I think this is very much related to the concern of local people. The private residential development may block their views, but I can assure you that from the air ventilation perspective, the building will not block the development at the back because of the prevailing wind actually is coming from the northeast, not from the north directly. So the prevailing wind will follow the main roads. So the development will not block the property at the back. But we also try to put in the building gap in between within the private residential site to make sure that more permeable, and that could be achieved. Regarding the pedestrian crossing, thank you, Paul. And we now working on the boardwalk plan. But sorry that we have not put in details about the pedestrian crossing. But we will try to provide more information next time when we come here. Okay, promise. And. And the road next to the promenade, to me, I think, it seems that the road actually segregates the promenade from the hinterland. This is also one of my queries when I saw the road proposal. But the transport department did well with John on this point, and they said this is a necessity to keep the traffic improvement. So maybe I leave it to the transport department to explain the necessity to keep the road there. Okay.
I think you should take back the view from this commission that we want the road system revisited. Not today, but take it back that we want this revisited. I mean, that's the message you should be getting.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we have taken on the views of the district council, so we are now proposing the counter proposal to Transport Department that we try to do away some road segment, and so to facilitate the crossing of the people to the waterfront.
Good.
So hopefully we will discuss with Transport Department again and see how it progresses.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Sorry, please, Transport Department.
Chairman, what Transport Department is doing is to plan a role to cope with the proposed land use.
Right.
We are not excessively building any road. Thank you.
All right, we'll minute that.
Chair, you see my difficulty.
We'll minute that too. So KY has got a constructive suggestion.
I just wonder, now of course the Siding Street is an existing street, okay, already built, but for the new access road, which is actually fairly long, two blocks, I just wonder whether it can be depressed so that you can actually walk at grade, say something like outside Tama, right, have that section depressed, so maybe it's just an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we certainly need to improve the access to the waterfront. Mm-hmm. So, Ginger, just talking about process from now on, you're going to obviously take these comments away. You've got lots of other comments you're going to be collecting. You'll then develop a zoning proposal, and then you'll come to us with that proposal before you go to Town Planning Board? Is that the way the process is going to work?
Well, that has... what I promised the vice chair and go back to the district council. Of course, I will come back on to the Harbour Burn Authority later on.
We are in regular touch, so please. So, you, how long timing? Any thoughts on timing?
Actually, I have no idea on the timing because we get quite a lot of local consultation meetings now,
right.
So we have to finish that first. And
okay.
Before we know how to put forward the proposal.
Okay.
Hopefully we try to do as much as we can and as much as I can too.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to improve the proposal and put back and come back to the members.
Okay.
For wheels. Okay.
Maybe in the autumn sometime. Yes, thank you. Paul?
Just very quickly, the merchant building, it says 70 MPD. What is the current building? What is the height of the current building? And so from a harbourfront planning point of view, 70 MPD seems to be quite tall for a waterfront.
Paul, you mean the China merchant?
Yeah,
as I told you, this is a private development. Existing is already 60 and 80.
60-80.
So we have to acknowledge
okay.
the pilot whites, right?
Thank you. That's one of my question was.
Okay.
Resume the land.
Ginger, PD, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.